Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and Intelligent Medicine, this program is really sort of the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. I like getting on the air and answering your questions and sharing stuff with a wide radio audience, but actually intelligent medicine, as I envision it, is a wider project that I've undertaken via my website, which is drhoffman.com. Lots of useful articles there, not just by yours truly, but also by luminaries in the field of nutrition and science that we've gathered together to share vital opinions and facts with you. People like Dr. Teitelbaum, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum on chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and Dr. David Perlmutter, and Dr. Leo Galland, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, people recognized as authorities in the field, and not the least of which is Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin, whose commentaries you can find at drhoffman.com, continuously updated, and also multimedia, because we've got stuff coming in from social media, we've got videos, and we're constantly changing and upgrading our content. Also, the podcasts. The podcasts are important because podcasts give me an opportunity to expand on some of the themes that I share with you here on this program. And you can go to drhoffman.com, and I invite you to download the podcast. It's sort of a new way of listening to the radio, because sometimes stuff you turn on, you know, when you're in the car, it's not what you want to hear. Maybe you're commuting and you want to have a learning experience. So download the podcast to your mobile device or listen at home on your computer, whatever you like. It's a new way of listening. One of my favorite podcasts this week, and one that we've got so many downloads for, by the way, we get over 100,000 downloads a month of our podcast, so lots of people are listening, had to do with olive oil. It was a fascinating discussion with a guy who is the olive oil hunter. That's his moniker. He's T.J. Robinson. He's world famous as a guy who goes around to all parts of the world, to the Mediterranean region, but also to South America and Australia, to seek out the highest quality artisanal polyphenol-rich olive oils. And there's an interesting, you know, I learned something interesting in talking to him, is that the taste of olive oil is commensurate with its health value. You know, we all know that olive oil is healthy. It's part of the Mediterranean diet, which has been shown to be very beneficial in terms of health. But the problem is that, you know, typical American will go and buy an olive oil, and sometimes they'll buy like a big economy size olive oil. So by the time they're finished with it, it's all rancid, without value. A lot of the olive oil that you get in this country there's no other way of saying it. It's a counterfeit. It's not, it may even be diluted with other types of vegetable oils. It's not a live oil. It's dead. Its polyphenol count is negligible. Sometimes, to give you the impression that there are polyphenols present in the olive oil, they put a little green dye or some plant material in there to make it look more wholesome, so it doesn't look like clear refined oil. It may claim to be extra virgin, pure, cold pressed. There's all these appellations. There's nice pictures of rustic farmhouses and olive trees, and the bottle designs are just very enticing, but you don't really know what you're getting. And to the American palate, sometimes Americans don't even like the taste of really high quality olive oil, because it's a little pungent. It's got a little bit of a bitterness to it. It's got many flavor notes, and some people find that I don't know, they're just used to bland, flavorless olive oil. It's not really the monounsaturated fats that are that beneficial. We tend to think, oh, monounsaturated fats are good, so a cheaper way to get mono fats is to get canola oil, which is a highly refined oil that contains a lot of monounsaturated fat. Well, that's not that beneficial. It's actually the polyphenols, or the green substances in olive oil, that make a difference in terms of your health. And so a very, very insightful interview. You got to hear it from T.J. Robinson. It's in two parts, and you can find it at drhoffman.com. Please download it. And in the second part, in part two, he is making a very, very generous offer, a free offer of a sample of the wonderful artisanal quality polyphenol-rich olive oil that he tracks down from distinguished harvests across the world. And he's making that bottle of olive oil available to you for free. So download the podcast, learn about that offer. It's well worth it. And I think once you try that high-quality olive oil, you won't go back. And so let's look at some of the health benefits of olive oil. The olive oil contains a variety of phenolic compounds or polyphenols, among which are hydroxytyrosol and oleuropein. Oleuropein is interesting because it's the prime ingredient in a product that is actually one of our best-selling products. It's olive leaf extract. Olive leaves are rich in this. It turns out that if you eat black olives, there's virtually negligible content of the beneficial polyphenols. The olives should be green to provide you with the beneficial polyphenols. But you can actually get a concentrate of these polyphenols in products which originally were popularized in Europe. Now you can get them here. And we sell one called olive leaf extract, which is rich in oleuropein. It's standardized to have a high content of oleuropein. And here's what oleuropein does. And I think once you hear what this stuff does, you'll really want to get high-quality olive oil. And in small quantities, and store it properly, keep it cool. Don't go to Costco and get the half gallon, because by the time you finish it, it's just not going to have any health benefits. Oleuropein is, it's present, as I said, in green olives, but as the olives turn to black, it's the quantity of these beneficial polyphenols is diminished. And oleuropein has numerous health benefits, including antioxidant benefits, anti-inflammatory benefits. It's anti-atherogenic, fighting atherosclerosis. It has anti-cancer benefits. It is antimicrobial. It is even antiviral, and we'll come back to that in a minute. The research shows that as an antioxidant, it has the ability to scavenge nitric oxide, and it causes an increase in nitric oxide synthesis. So actually, this is the Viagra principle. If you take Viagra continuously, you're actually going to create a lot of free radicals in your body. And so you get the benefits of proper synthesis, but also scavenging of the harmful byproducts of nitric oxide production through taking polyphenol-rich olive oil or oleuropein. It has an anti-inflammatory effect. It inhibits lipoxygenase activity and the production of a bad chemical called leukotriene B4, which is known to cause inflammation in the body. It prevents arteriosclerosis. It helps to reduce the adherence of damaging white blood cells to the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels. It prevents lipid peroxidation, which is a key factor in the causation of atherosclerosis. It has an anti-cancer effect. It inhibits the growth of several types of cancers, brain cancer, glioblastoma, leukemias, kidney cancer, breast cancer, melanoma, as well as colorectal adenocarcinoma and soft tissue sarcoma. Now, I'm not here to say you just drink olive oil and you could cure your cancer, but in terms of cancer prevention, or if you want to prevent cancer from coming back, bladder cancer, there's data. And so lots of information about its cancer preventive effects. Antimicrobial. This is actually one of my favorite uses of olive leaf extract. If I have a patient who has chronic sinus infection. I don't want to give them antibiotics because they're harmful and they're hardly effective. And if I want to give them something for long-term treatment, I'll use oleoropein from olive leaf extract. And it even has an antiviral effect. You know, there's a U.S. patent by a major pharmaceutical firm for oleoropein as an antiviral agent. It seems to fight rhinovirus, which is the cold virus, rotavirus, hepatitis virus, mononucleosis, leukemia is actually thought to be caused by certain viruses, certainly in animals, in feline leukemia. And oleoropein exhibits a significant antiviral activity against many viruses, including the flu. It even has, and this, again, not to say that it's a cure, but it even targets the HIV virus. It's a skin protectant. The phenol components of olive oil have a direct antioxidant action on skin, so you can apply it to the skin, but also taking it internally will protect the skin from ultraviolet-induced skin damage and skin cancer. So it has anti-aging effects because fibroblasts in the skin are damaged by aging and by solar radiation, by smoking, by internal free radicals. And so you could consider olive oil as kind of an anti-aging supplement or olive leaf extract. Oleoropein treated cell cultures exhibit a delay in senescence, that is aging. Their lifespan is extended by approximately 15%. So consider, you know, that maybe that's the Sophia Loren secret. You know, these beautiful Italian women, well into their 50s and 60s and beyond, have great skin, and olive oil may be part of that secret. Neuroprotective protects the brain from free radical damage. So consider polyphenol-rich olive oil. Make sure it's got an aroma. Check out our podcasts on that subject at drhoffman.com. Download them and listen to them. And consider olive leaf extract, which is one of our lead products at drhoffman.com. Click on the store and check it out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'll be right back.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Allergy season. Well, it just doesn't seem like allergy season here in the Northeast where we broadcast from, but maybe where you're located in, because we have listeners all over the country, allergy season is in full force. Temperatures are in the 80s in the South. I hear it was 81 in Dallas this week. But in New York, we had one day where it was like 10 degrees. And we had a little bit of a respite this weekend. But I understand it may snow for St. Patty's Day on Monday. This is getting personal. It's like the winter is just unremitting. And just when we peek our heads out to sniff some warm wasps of air, it just comes back and slams us again. But allergy season is in full swing, and people are already beginning to suffer here, although there virtually is no pollen from local trees, but because of the jet stream swings down south, picks up pollen, drops it on northern cities even before the trees start to blossom and flowers start to appear. So it is a problem for about 60 million Americans. They have severe allergic rhinitis. And here's an interesting article. Probiotics may boost quality of life for hay fever sufferers, according to a new study. Researchers in Europe, they joined forces from France, Germany, and Denmark, and performed a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized trial with 425 people with hay fever. And these were all people who were taking antihistamines. And they were assigned to receive either a placebo or a probiotic drink containing Lactobacillus caseii, which is a common probiotic. I don't know if there's any magic about that particular species of probiotic. What they found was that there was improvement in ocular symptoms in the probiotic group. There seemed to be an improvement in quality of life for hay fever sufferers. So what's up with that? How could that possibly? What is a probiotic doing? Well, the immune system mistakes spores in the air for harmful invaders. It thinks that the body's being attacked. And so the immune system mobilizes what are called T helper cells to produce cytokines. But in the presence of the right kind of bacteria in your intestinal tract, the immune system is better controlled. It's not suppressed, it's just better controlled. The out-of-control, over-exuberant immune response, which is allergy, nasal congestion, wheezing, eye burning, skin rashes, these are better controlled. Other studies have shown that probiotics help allergic conditions like eczema. So this actually ties into an interesting podcast we did. I keep mentioning the podcast. We did a podcast this week about fecal transplantation, and that's very high yuck factor, right? But it's actually something that could be very promising if properly harnessed, because the power of the GI tract to modulate the immune response in conditions like asthma, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, definitely something's going on there. The gut linkage to allergies, autoimmune diseases. But other things you can do if you're an allergy sufferer, take vitamin C, take quercetin, one of my favorite supplements, available from drhoffman.com. Click on the store. It's something called Dehist, which is a great combo of quercetin, bromelain, and stinging nettles, all proven to help control allergy symptoms. And think adrenal support as well. Vitamin D can be helpful as well. Fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, GLA from borage oil. All these seem to help combat allergic symptoms, but now officially probiotics join the roster of supplements that can be good for your hay fever problems. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, one of our themes this week in our newsletter, I wrote an article entitled, "Want to Live Longer? Here's How." It's kind of simplistic to boil it down into a short blog. But check it out at drhoffman.com. Basically, what I said is there are specific risk factors. In other words, you got to find out what is your particular Achilles heel. Like, you know, are you at risk for cardiovascular disease? Unbeknownst to you, you may have risk factors. Or perhaps you've got a cancer predisposition. So you want to double down on prevention for that which the Grim Reaper has in store for you. So that's what's called specific prevention. But then there's a lot of non-specific stuff, general stuff that you can do. And among them, I'm not going to give it away. You can go to drhoffman.com and click on that article. Here's one which I'll share with you. Older adults build muscle and you'll live longer. This comes to us from University of California, Los Angeles. And, you know, I think I'm a successful practitioner of that because I work out on a regular basis, and we all face the prospect of what's called sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle mass. It happens as we age. On the average, 10% of your muscle mass is lost with each decade of life past the age of about 40. There's an inevitable decline, but you could push back against that with proper diet. It turns out a higher protein diet also helps you overcome the loss of muscle mass. You can use hormones, and men giving DHEA or testosterone, actually both sexes, DHEA is appropriate. A little testosterone for women doesn't hurt. These are things that help to boost muscle mass, but you gotta do a little lifting. You gotta pump iron. It's not just for muscle heads. The new UCLA research suggests that the more muscle mass an older American has, the less likely he or she is to die prematurely. The findings add to the growing evidence that overall body composition is the best predictor of all-cause mortality. So it's not just the body mass index, it's your body composition. And that's a test that we do routinely on patients at the Hoffman Center. Now you can get these devices on your own. I actually was in the Apple Store here in New York in Grand Central Station. They've got these scales that you can plug into your iPad or your iPhone, and they will render your body composition, which gives you your fat to lean ratio, which is important because you want less fat and more lean. So whatever weight you are, you know, if you're heavy and you're an NFL football player, you're 5'10", 224, but it's all muscle, that's good, even though your BMI may suggest that you're too heavy. So that's what it's all about. Also, say you're real, you know, you seem to be skinny or lightweight, but you're just flabby. There's no muscle mass. That's not good. So there's also a great article in the New York Times this week, fabulous article on the subject of wisdom by Phyllis Corky with a K, three Ks. Phyllis Corky, and it's called The Science of Older and Wiser. And one of the things that helps you live longer and better is wisdom. Wisdom can be defined in a variety of ways, but here's one definition: maintaining positive well-being and kindness in the face of challenges, which are inevitable as you age, because circumstances changes and, you know, your body may have limitations. Wisdom consists of three key components: cognition, reflection, and compassion. Now, we recognize that cognitive functioning does slow as people age. That's a fact of life. So, you know, I've just talked to a very sharp 92-year-old. She's a patient of mine. She's really sharp. And there are exceptions to the rule that cognitive functioning declines. But, you know, to some extent, like, you know, I don't think I'd want to have to go to medical school again and start taking tests and memorize all that stuff. You know, I could do it, but it would be, I'm just not perhaps as facile. But it turns out research shows that older people have much more information in their brains than younger ones. So retrieving it naturally takes longer. It's a little like your hard drive is clogged. So it's going to take longer to get the information out. And also, older people have greater sensitivity to nuances, to fine-grained differences. So they're not as quick on the trigger with an answer. Maybe they'll reflect a little longer because they'll say, well, on the one hand this, on the one hand that. They have room for ambiguity, right? Holding two thoughts at once in your brain at the same time. That's the definition of ambiguity. And in fact, one definition of wisdom is to reconcile those differences. Wisdom, this article says, is the ace in the hole that can help even severely impaired people find meaning, contentment, and acceptance in later life. Here's a sentence or a thought that is an impediment to wisdom. The following sentence, ask yourself if you say this from time to time to yourself, because that will get in the way of wisdom. Quote, I can't stand who I am now because I'm not who I used to be. That is a key element of being a baby boomer, I think, because baby boomers, they want to live forever. They do triathlons. They want to, you know, they want to run marathons. They want to have, you know, sex 5-6 times a week, remain active, you know, go to all-night rock and roll raves. So aging individuals who are upset by perceived worsening of their looks, their sexual performance, their physical abilities, or their memory, this is not a good way to age because you need to accept reality as it is with equanimity. That is a form of wisdom, according to this article. And it's a great article because they really define wisdom. And here's another great definition involving five elements. Self-insight, the ability to demonstrate personal growth, self-awareness in terms of your historical era and your family history, understanding that priorities and values, including your own, are not absolute, and an awareness of life's ambiguities. That word ambiguity keeps creeping into the definition of wisdom. And they conclude that wisdom in this sense is extremely rare. You know, find somebody who truly embodies all these characteristics. Those people, you could search high and low. You won't find too many. And here's another impediment to wisdom. It's the characteristic of neuroticism. There's evidence that people who rank high in neuroticism are unlikely to be wise. They may be intelligent. They may be very, very smart. But if they are neurotic and they see things in a self-centered and negative way, they will fail to benefit emotionally from all their knowledge and life experiences. So check out this article in the New York Times. I posted it on Facebook. Like me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I'll send a lot of great articles your way. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort. comfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got a call from Susan, who's listening to us. I guess she's listening live in New York City. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Hoffman? Long-time listener.
Thank you. Are you listening live?
No, but no, it's a long story. I've been trying to find you all over the place, but I'm getting you on TuneIn on the Internet.
Yeah, good. That's okay. Listening live. Yeah,
yeah, because I know you're not on WOR anymore on Saturdays.
We're on WOR, but we're on Sunday nights. So
I know.
There are people who are listening. Okay, anyway, so we'll be back from noon to 2 in just a few weeks at the end of April. We'll be back. Yep.
Very good. Okay, I have two questions, but one will do. My first question is, I've been taking evening primrose oil for a very long time, and it has a very good effect on me, and I like taking it.
Why do you take it? I'm just curious.
Oh, okay. Well, one reason why I like to take it is because, now I've gone through menopause, but before menopause, I think it used to help me with PMS a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
And also, I think it's a slight mood elevator. Like if you feel a little bit down, it kind of modulates you, and it has that kind of effect on me. I think that's how I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does have that effect. So it's great for PMS, helpful in some cases for menopause. It certainly has good effects on skin. It has a real skin moisturizing effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
I have good skin.
It might be good for eczema as well, according to some studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a variety of benefits of you can get it from primrose oil, you can get it from borage oil, black currant seed oil also contains what's called gamma linoleic acid. So that's GLA.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm all aware. Right. So I wanted to ask you, so with the evening primrose oil, is that an omega-6, and would that be considered a bad oil to be taking?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer, now you're making it complicated, right? Because we're trying to say omega-3 good, omega-6 bad. But there are some nuances to that. It's true that GLA is an omega-6 oil, but it's got healthful properties that may trump the negative effects of a preponderance of omega-6 in your system. It is polyunsaturated. And by the way, not all polyunsaturated oils are bad. You know, in the beginning of the program, I was talking about, if you listen to the first hour, mm-hmm. I was talking about studies that suggest that too much in the way of polyunsaturated fats are bad for you. Well, the polyunsaturated fats that are bad for you are from corn oil and safflower oil, vegetable oils and chips and pastries and, you know, all the ways that the salad dressings, soybean oil, that kind of stuff. But there are certain omega-6 oils that are beneficial. GLA is one, and it can be a helpful part of your supplement regime. So you can use it for targeted treatment of a variety of conditions. So, you know, I think you're pointing out a little bit of a paradox, a little bit of a nuance in that, distinction between omega-6 and omega-3. By the way, fish oil is a polyunsaturated oil. EPA and DHA are polyunsaturated, but they're omega-3 polyunsaturates. So it's a little complicated, and, you know, some people want to go get into all the biochemistry. But in general, I think as a general statement, we want to say keep your omega-6s down and increase your omega-3s. You can get omega-3s from vegetable sources. There's a product called Chia Omega, which chia seed gives you vegetable sources of omega-3. One, and this again, a little bit of a nuance, is that when you get your omega-3s from plant sources, well, say, then I don't need to eat fish. Well, no, actually fish is a superior source of omega-3. So taking flaxseed or chia seed for your omega-3, you will get a precursor that your body can then convert, to useful omega-3, to EPA and DHA. But some people don't, adequately convert. And so it's hard to take a lot of vegetable oil, even omega-3 precursors, and make the right amount of the helpful anti-inflammatory, joint protective, brain protective, heart protective omega-3s. So, I guess listening to this program is a little bit like an advanced course in nutrition. And, you know, it's almost like, you open up a Chinese box and inside is a Chinese box and inside is another Chinese box and you can slice and dice for a long time before you get to the right formulas. All right, does that help?
So I can always call back with my other question.
Please do. Yeah, please do. Call us back, but do it at this time from noon to 2 on Saturdays, and you'll always get through, because that's when we record for our national audience, notwithstanding WR that rebroadcasts our show later. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. A heart-rending story in the news this week. I'm looking at a picture of a two-headed baby born in India, a perfectly formed body, but this little girl has two heads. And the immediate thought is environmental toxins. Environmental toxins are responsible for congenital malformations. And also in the news this week, a study that shows that congenital malformations are strongly associated with autism. For each 1% increase in congenital malformations, there's a 283% increase in the likelihood of autism. And this is thought by the researchers to be indicative of a trend towards parental exposure to pollution. Environmental chemicals have a devastating effect on the development of the infant, and therefore they might be a predisposing factor to autism. Now, detoxification is a big theme in integrative medicine, and this is something that we make a big deal about at the Hoffman Center. A product called Core Restore is our featured product this month at drhoffman.com. It's a way that you can undertake a personal detoxification program. So this spring, do a spring cleaning on your body. If you're anticipating having a kid, if you're a prospective father or mother, consider a detoxification program. And Core Restore is a perfect detox in a box formula that enables you to eat lightly while following a specific detoxification protocol. Supportive nutrients that help facilitate your body's elimination of harmful toxins. It's something that we should all undertake. So this spring, do a spring cleaning on your body, take the Core Restore Challenge, and eliminate some of the toxic burden that you've accumulated over the winter. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Click on the store. We've got a special offer this month on Core Restore Detox. Thanks for joining us. Check out our podcasts and, of course, go to drhoffman.com for all your intelligent information needs. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.